Hey, 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 happy Thursday evening, everyone. This is Marianne, and you are listening to Money Matters with Marianne right here on Cove FM. So this is a show where I have a little bit of fun playing money-related tunes. And so if you have a song that you'd like me to play that has some kind of a money theme, and that can be just about anything. There's some very obvious songs, like the one that I kick off the show with, Pink Floyd, Money. Very obvious, right? And there's ones that aren't so obvious. So things like, I got a couple songs coming up. So Price He Pays, right? So two words, price, pays, they have to do with money. And sometimes it's not even in the title. It's just that the song has some reference to something to do with money in the song. So it's been fun picking out songs for the show that meet those criteria. So if you have a song that meets that criteria and you'd like me to play it, you can give me a call at the studio, 902-858-2077. I can't answer the phone while I'm talking, but when the music's playing, I can most certainly answer the phone. And or you can pop an email to studio@covefm.com. And if anybody's listening or watching the live broadcast on Facebook Live, then you just have to put your song request in the comments section below. So that's what we're doing tonight, hanging out, having fun, listening to money songs. Oh, did I neglect to mention that I also sprinkle in some financial advice to help you have happier, healthier finances? That's really where this show came from, was it's an area that we tend not to talk about. And a lot of people have financial struggles or challenges and don't know where to turn for help or don't really know what they can even be looking at doing. And so that's the kind of stuff I share. So tonight we're going to talk about rising interest rates. And if anybody's been paying attention to the news, you've probably seen article after article about the interest rates going up and how Canadian consumers are feeling about that. And so there was a recent survey done, and I took a look at it and some of the statistics, and I'm going to share some of those with you this evening, along with my, you know, kind of take on those statistics relative to what I see every day in my industry. All right. I always kick things off with a little money funny. And so it's really short this week. I read this and just thought it was really cute. I'm just going to preface this by saying that I'm a dog owner, and anyone who knows me well knows that that is no small feat for me, because I am a renowned cat lover. I'm pretty sure I'm going to be a crazy cat lady at some point. And so dogs were never my thing. And long story made short, my child wanted one and we got one, and I'm not entirely sure whose dog it is, but I think it's mine and my husband's. Sorry, honey. So this quote is, "Money can buy you a fine dog, but only love can make it wag its tail." And that was by Richard Friedman. So more of a quote than a joke, but I thought that was really cute. Okay, so I'm going to kick things off with a couple of tunes, and we have Minglewood Band, great band, coming up with Price He Pays. Again, very relevant to a money show, Price Pays. And following that, The Grapes of Wrath, another great band, Peace of Mind. And so that one comes into play because couldn't we all use a little more peace of mind when it comes to our finances? Let's face it, finances, budgeting, money, well, money's fun. Credit cards, debt, none of that's fun. And so certainly can throw in a little peace of mind there. So I'm going to kick the show off with those couple of tunes. Anybody that is on the Facebook Live will hang out while the songs are playing. And for the rest of you listening on Radio Land, I will be back momentarily, and we'll start talking about interest rates and whether or not you are ready to handle them and what you can do if you aren't or if you're not sure. All right, enjoy these songs. I'll be back.
Hey everybody, I'm Stephanie Beaumont, inviting you to join me for See and Be Seen and Heard here on Cove FM. We'll sit down for a great chat with some of the amazing personalities that make up this corner of the world. We'll connect with East Coast folks and kindred spirits for an entertaining hour of conversation and fun flag waving. We'll gain a ton of insights, have a lot of laughs, and if we're lucky, learn a few things about Atlantic Canada along the way. Tune in for See and Be Seen and Heard Wednesdays at 2 p.m. and Sundays at 1 p.m. on Cove FM.
Them. questions there's no answers for. Looking for her face behind every door. And what's that you say? What could make a man feel that way? Guess you could say that's the price he pays for loving you. You could say that's the price he pays for loving you. Ups and downs, he's had them before, but this is something he never bargained for. These are just changes that he's going. He pays for loving you. Guess you could say that's the price he pays for loving you.
Coming over mountains that pale beside the wall between us now. Since I refuse to play along, it's always been another to do the damage you live every day. Leave you cursing for escape. Each day I see a ball and chain grow a little more ingrained, and watch a corner pane saying nothing, nothing's gonna change. Why is the world so damn unkind? One so righteous in her mind. The sun won't rise and shine. Will you never find your peace of mind? Instead of trying, he retired.
My father couldn't bother. Now he's back to find his place again. Sorry, but the book's been burned. Each day I see a ball and chain grow a little more in grain. And watch a corner name saying nothing. Nothing's gonna change. Why is the world so damn unkind to one so righteous in the mind? The sun won't rise and shine.
Hey, 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 this is Mary Ann, and you are listening to Money Matters with Mary Ann. Welcome back. So there were a couple of songs just to kick the show off and get things started and hopefully, you know, instill a little bit of peace of mind in all of you, because we can all use that, can't we? Okay, so tonight's topic is rising interest rates. I know, that's not a fun topic. You know, we've been enjoying record low interest rates for a long time now. And, you know, I think a rise is certainly inevitable. And there were a couple of adjustments last year, probably nothing substantial. You may or may not have noticed it. Any accounts you have where the rate varies, fluctuates. So if you have an open-end mortgage line of credit, you know I've watched that and I've seen some minor adjustments, but nothing substantial. So here are some of the statistics that came from. So if you're just tuning in, there was a survey done by MNP, and they basically talked to Canadians to get some sense of how they feel they're doing with respect to their finances and how they could handle an interest rate increase. And I think most people, I mean, we're all going to agree, nobody wants an interest rate increase. If you have no debt, that don't matter none. Sorry, Mom, if you're listening, that was horrible grammar. But if you have any debt at all, that matters. So you want to pay attention to interest rates. So here we go. This is what we heard. 33 of Canadians, and when I say Canadians, what I'm talking about are respondents to the survey, right? So 33% of people surveyed. So 33% of Canadians admitted to being stretched beyond their means on a monthly basis. 33%, one third of Canadians. So I know I go a bit on a soapbox on these. I stand on the soapbox a lot on these items, just because I do see it all the time, and you know, and I've lived it, and you know, I'm still living it. I'm still paying for some financial mistakes I made many years ago, following, you know, self-employment and parental leaves and maternity leaves and, you know, all those things. So, you know, so many people are stretched beyond their means financially, and I attribute that to a couple of things. One, the availability of credit. There is so much credit. So availability of credit and media. Because we market everything, right? Have more, do more, you know, be more, bigger houses, bigger cars, new cars, two cars, you know, just have more. And two, because we are a society of, two things, instant gratification, right? So we're very busy, we work a lot, there's a lot going on, and so we tend to pay more for convenience, and we tend to want to be gratified instantly. And two, a sense of entitlement. And, you know, probably heard the term, the princess, my brain's not functioning tonight. princess generation, where, you know, kids are used to having a lot, getting a lot, and essentially spoiled. And so then you get out into the world and you want all that stuff. And if you don't have an income to support it, but you have the mentality that you're entitled, that was the other word I wanted to kind of throw in the mix, entitlement. So you have the mentality that you're entitled, but your income doesn't support the lifestyle that you want to live. What do? Media will tell you that you finance it, right? So you just go get loans, etc. So 33% of Canadians have admitted to being stretched beyond their means on a monthly basis. That is just plain scary, period. 40% of Canadians admit it. They regret the amount of debt they have taken out in their lifetime. So how many people out there are reform smokers? Putting up my hand, that's me. It's been a lot of years now, 20-some to be exact. And I was having a conversation with friends the other day about kids and, you know, not as many of them seem to be smoking. At least I hope that's true. And basically, you know, how many people do you know who smoke that wish they didn't? Most of them, right? There's very few people that smoke and go, yeah, I smoke and I love it and I'm never going to stop. Most people are like, I wish I could quit and I can't. And so I think the same is true about debt. I mean, anyone who's carrying any type of credit typically wishes they didn't have it, you know, and if it's manageable debt, sometimes you just don't really pay attention. So it's not causing you a lot of pain. And Rita's on Facebook Live. I see you there, girl. And it's not causing a lot of pain, and so you don't really think about it, but then it just kind of creeps up on you. So basically, if you're going to use debt to finance your life, chances are you are going to regret that at some point. All right, 42% of Canadians felt that they will be in financial trouble if rates rise much higher. And so they're recognizing that I'm just getting by with what I have. And if rates go up, that is going to seriously impact me. And that is true if you have a line of credit mortgage or an open-ended mortgage because your rate is tied to the interest rate. So that's just automatically going to go up. If you have a fixed rate mortgage, it's not going to go up until you renew, but then it will go up. And so it's really important to look at where you are financially, whether or not you're managing. And if you're just managing, then you definitely want to treat that as a huge wake-up sign to sit down and look at what can we do about this to get this in check so that we're not one of the statistics that can't manage this if the rates go up. So there you go. There's a few statistics just to start off the show. And I don't want to share them all at once because, you know, you don't want to listen to me talk all that long. And we do need to play some tunes and some other things on this show. So I'm going to be back in a few minutes to share a few more of those with you. So here, what do we have coming up? Matt Anderson, Broken Man. So again, just, you know, explaining how these songs kind of get on the playlist. It has the word broke in it. Sure, it's part of broken, but hey, it works. And Matt Anderson's pretty cool. So it's fun listening to his songs. So Matt Anderson is coming up. And then I have, who do I have after Matt Anderson? Oh, Dire Straits, Money for Nothing. Good old tune. So enjoy these couple of tunes and then I'll be back to share a few more statistics with you, some take on that. And don't worry, we will get to the part where I talk about things that you can do to help protect yourself from rising interest rates. So if you are listening, hang around. I'll be back. And if you're watching and you want to stay on Facebook and watch live, feel free to do that as well. Okay, here come the songs.
You can't take the home from a homeless man. You can take away your streets. You can't threaten a man with nothing to lose or bruise him when he's beat. You can't take money from a poor man or scare a man with no fear. You can't shame a man with no pride or force a stone to tears. But what can you do to a broken man? What can you do to a broken man? You can't cut a man who's bleeding. You can't push a man who's down. You can't starve a man who's hungry or lose him when he's found. You can't break a man who's broken or cheat a man who knows or kill a dream that's dead and curse it when it goes. But what can you do to a broken man? What can you do to a broken man? Thank you. can't strip a man who's naked. You can't defend a man who's lied. You can't believe a man who's lost. You can't envy a man that's cried. You can't lift a man who's risen, or teach a man that's learned. You can't fight a man who's won, or heat a fire that burns. But what can you do to a broken man? What can you do to a broken man? What can you do to a broken man? What can you do to a broken man?
The Masthead News, now online. Go to www.themastheadnews.ca to read each edition of The Masthead. That's www.themastheadnews.ca.
Cove FM Weather.
Cove FM Weather is brought to you by The Medicine Shop, 3622 Hammonds Plains Road in Upper Tantallon.
Here's your weather forecast for the Cove listening area. Tonight, a few clouds, winds out of the northwest, 20 kilometers an hour, lows minus 10. On Friday, increasing cloudiness in the morning, clearing late in the afternoon, winds out of the northwest, 20 kilometers an hour, highs minus 6. And on Friday evening, a few clouds, increasing cloudiness before morning, lows minus 10. On Saturday, flurries of rain showers, highs plus 2. Saturday night, cloudy periods, low minus 2. On Sunday, a mix of sun and cloud and 30% chance of flurries, highs plus 2. Sunday evening, cloudy periods, lows minus 9. And on Monday, a mix of sun and cloud, highs minus 6, lows minus 7. On Tuesday, flurries or rain showers, highs plus 5, lows minus 3. And on Wednesday, cloudy with 60% chance of showers, highs plus 4. This has been your Cove FM weather.
Currently, it's minus 2 degrees at Cove FM.
You can check the weather anytime online at covefm.com.
No one ever said getting old was easy, but the Medicine Shop Pharmacy is here to help. Struggling to manage all your medications? Our AccuPack medication management system can help with that. Struggling to make it to the pharmacy to pick up your prescriptions? We offer free delivery. Looking to better understand the medication you're on? We offer medication reviews. Visit Melanie at the Medicine Shop, now open in Upper Tantallon. Your health, our priority. 3622 Hammonds Plains Road. Open 9:30 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. 820-0392.
And I am back. And thanks to everyone who hung around, is still out there in Radio Land, and those on Facebook Live that have been interacting with me when I'm not talking on air. Okay, so where were we? First of all, I better pay attention to the time because I do have a great show coming on after me, and I want to make sure that I finish up in time. I could talk all night, I think. Don't worry, I won't. That's not going to happen. Okay, so we were talking about some survey that was done, asked consumers, Canadian consumers, how they feel about their finances and the potential for interest rate hikes and what that means to them. And so here's a couple more statistics. 48% of Canadians, 48%. This statistic scares the living daylights out of me. 48% of Canadians said they are $200 or less away from not being able to meet their monthly financial obligations. Doesn't that scare you to death? So basically what that means is that if you lose $200 worth of income, right, or your expenses go up by $200, you're in trouble. That's not a big margin. It's also not surprising because we are a nation, many, many of us, 48% apparently, that live to or above our means. And this is something that, hi Kelly, something that I tote all, that I talk about all the time, which is living beneath your means. You know, how does a person, do you want to fix your finances? What's the magic solution? Here it is, spend less than you make, right? Easy to say, difficult to do, especially if you've had any kind of upsets in your life that have caused you to get off track. You know, putting my hand up, been there, done that, still paying the price for that. So I'm not here judging because I've lived it and I'm still living it. So I do have solutions to this coming up. So let me just continue with the stats first. Canadians have an average $631 left for discretionary spending once all their monthly bills are paid. 631. Now, what I didn't know about the statistics, does that, like that discretionary spending, does that mean groceries? Does it not mean groceries? Because I'm thinking if you pay all your fixed bills, like your, you know, rent and utilities and car payment and all that, and you only have 631, that ain't going to cut it if you're, you know, a family of more than two or three people, because that's all going to groceries and more, right? So I might have to dig into that one and see what the statistic is on that. Almost half felt they would not be able to cover all living expenses over the next 12 months without going into further debt. Another statistic that scares me to death. We have to stop treating credit like our emergency fund. We have to stop treating credit like our best friend. We have to stop relying on credit to get us through life. And the challenge with that is we tend to spend more than we make when credit is there. Whereas if you take credit out of the picture, that doesn't happen. And if there's one thing I hear that really warms my heart is when I've helped someone get through a financial rough patch and they come in, they have no credit because that terrifies people having no credit. But they come in, they go, I love not having credit. And I'm like, I know, isn't it great? But I say that and I don't know because I still have it. But I look forward to the day and I'm on the right track. And I say, I know, isn't that great? Because there's just so much relief. We think credit is gives us peace of mind. Credit doesn't give us peace of mind. It gives us headaches and heartaches and stress and illness. And basically, we give away our power and finance our future lives. Okay, I'm a little passionate about this topic, can you tell? And a little tidbit that I did find interesting, there was also a survey done. It was the Blue Monday survey. So Monday was a Blue Monday. It's the saddest day, apparently, of the year. I don't know about you. I wasn't really sad, I don't think. And so they did a Blue Monday survey. 1 in 4 Canadians, so 25%, do not have funds to escape the winter doldrums. It's such a funny word, through a vacation. Okay, let me just repeat that. 25% of Canadians are blue because they don't have funds to go away. Remember when I said a few minutes ago that we live in a society where we feel we are entitled? Looking back, let's just go back to, okay, I'm 50. So, I, you know, whatever, it's my age, I don't care. I'm 50. So I'll invite the 50-year-olds and above and, you know, maybe a little bit below. Let's just go back to our, you know, 20s or something like that, you know, or teens. How many people went south? How many people took trips every year? Really, how many? Like, probably not a lot. How many people take trips every year now? Like, it's crazy. You are the odd person out if you are not going south every winter. Now, if you're going south every winter, no judgment here, as long as you're paying for it out of pocket. Or if you do finance it, it's paid off. within a month. No interest or little interest. If you're putting it on credit and you're paying it off over a period of time, huge danger signal. Huge, huge, huge. And so I recently had a couple in that take two trips a year, and they're sitting there with $60,000 in debt because they've been financing their life, and that was part of it. So I found that interesting because, again, this is our thought process. We should be able to go on trips, and you should be able to go on trips. You should, I'm not arguing that, but do it within the constraints of your finances and, you know, and make sure that you can manage it and you can afford it and adjust your spending accordingly. So the guy spending $400 a month at Tim Hortons on coffee, go south. $400 a month, that's $4,000-$5,000 a year, my God, you could have an amazing vacation, but you got to give up your coffees or part of it, right? So the saying I keep coming back to is you can afford anything, anything. You just can't afford everything. So you have to make decisions. And that's true whether you're, you know, just a, you know, middle-class person or you're making billions of dollars. You still have to pick and choose where your money goes. It's just much bigger things. Okay. Oh, back to my statistics. I'll never get to the tips if I don't get through the statistics. So interestingly, there was a side survey posted asking those reading the article to answer this question. So a question popped up and it said, who do you hold responsible for Canadians who borrowed too much money? Okay, who do you hold responsible for Canadians who borrowed too much money? And your choices are consumers, the Bank of Canada, or lenders. What do you say? Well, this is what the response rates were at the time that I looked at it. 71% said consumers. Of course, we are the ones that make the decision. 9% said the Bank of Canada. Why? Because they control the rate, maybe. Yeah, I can't really get on board with that. 20% said lenders. I can get on board with that. It's still not the lender's fault. We're the ones that make the decision. But there are many people out there that do not have good financial literacy, and they rely on others to tell them what is good or manageable, and don't understand that the banks aren't there to help you balance your budget. They are there to make a living. Okay, so I got to keep tabs on the time because we're coming up to the hour. Oh my gosh, this just flies. I can't believe how fast it goes. So I am going to, I do have another song coming up. I'm going to share very quickly the steps that you can take when I come back to ensure that you're able to handle changes to rates. I may not get through all of them, but I'll just keep the rest for next week and I will share them with you next week because, hey, I'm here every Thursday, so you can hang out with me week after week and you get lots of great free advice. And if you ever miss a radio show and you want to catch it, I do upload the shows to my website, drdebt.ca. And now you can go on Facebook and find me there and you can actually watch the radio show, which is kind of cool, right, Kelly? She's online. Okay, so I have Traveling Wilburys Poor House coming up. So Poor House, it fits, money theme, Traveling Wilburys, love them. And I might be able to squeeze one more song in there before we get to the end of the show. We'll see. Enjoy Traveling Wilburys and I'll be back.
People from our communities talking to our communities. 88.7 Cove FM.
Food me in the poorhouse, and you
is the 88.7 Cove FM Community Calendar.
Cove FM's Community Calendar is brought to you by Bay Equipment Rentals.
On Sunday, January 21st, there will be a crib tournament at the Chester Legion in Chester starting at 1 p.m.
If you have a community event that you would like included in the Cove FM Community Calendar, please send the details to info@covefm.com.
Bay Equipment Rentals is your source for all your scaffolding needs. They feature top-of-the-line equipment and the ability to deliver anywhere inside the HRM. Bay Rentals is your go-to location for anything scaffolding. They also carry a full line of pressure washer products and have four locations to serve you: Lower Sackville, Coal Harbor, Elmsdale, and at 14 Sunny's Road in Tantallon. Call them at 902-826-7000 or visit online at bayrentals.ca.
Okay, I'm back. I made a couple adjustments to the schedule because I just looked at the time and we have a fabulous show coming up after me, 80s at 8 with Lash LaRue. So please make sure that you stick around for that. But before I end the show, I have some tips for you on how you can prepare for rising interest rates. But not just that, forget about the rising interest rates. What you can do to improve your finances, period. And I hope that this is a year where those that are looking to have happier, healthier finances will really step back and take some of this advice and start to implement it. And understand that this is not a quick fix. If you've been struggling financially, you know, just to get by, or maybe you're just not getting ahead or not getting ahead as much as you'd like to, or you just want to be in a better place. So it's not always about if it's bad, make it good, but if it's good, make it great. Then these are all tips to help you do that. And so implementing the ones that make sense for you. You don't have to do them all, just pick and choose. So I'm going to go through these really quickly, but I'll elaborate on the ones that need elaborating in future shows. So number one, and by the way, I'm going to do a blog on this, which will be more detailed as well. And you can find that on my website at drdebt.ca. Okay, so number one, be honest with yourself. Ignoring the situation is not going to help. So you have to sit up and take notice and recognize that it's not working or not working as well as you want to if you're going to create change. And so one of the ways to do that is to collect some data. So go back and pull some bank records from the past year, figure out what you did with your money, or if that's far too challenging for you, then just start from today and implement a simple tracking system. And I'll be sharing lots of tips on that in the coming weeks. Visit refinancing early. Do not wait until you're in trouble to ask for better interest rates, to ask if you can get refinancing. Because once you get in trouble, once your credit score drops, once you start maxing out on your debt, the lending institutions are going to be much less likely or willing to help you. So you have to ask for help really before you get into dire straits, pun intended, because I was playing that song. So you always want to ask early. So if you even think that you're going to head down that road, or you know you can't handle a hike in interest rates like you were talking about, then you go talk to your bank now while things are good and just say, is there a better rate for me? Is there a better plan for me? You know, I want to pay down my debt more quickly. What can you do to help me? Those are some phrases you can use. So call your credit card companies now, right now. Okay, maybe not right this minute. Maybe when my show's over. It's late. They may not be open. Call them tomorrow. Call them tomorrow morning and ask them if you qualify for a better interest rate. If you haven't done that in the last 12 months, so put that on the top of your list. If you are behind on your credit card, they will not do it. So then you're going to have to use some of my other tips. Number five, spend less than you make. I've said it before. I'll say it again. That's certainly the minimum where you need to be. If you are spending more than you make, you are headed on a recipe for disaster and you need to stop that boat. Start a savings fund, and I'm going to be talking more about that, and I've got some blogs that I'm posting on the best way to save, the best things to save for, and how to figure that out. Review every monthly bill and contact the company to ask if you qualify for a better plan or a better rate. Again, if you haven't done that in the last 6 months, put that at the top of your list. Set up a simple system or a simple spending plan. There's lots of ways to set up a budget or a spending plan. Again, you have to choose what's right for you, and I'm working on a blog on that. And take every cent you save from everything that I've just said and start redirecting it somewhere. So it's not enough just to save the money and watch it fly out the window. How many of you did that when you quit smoking, right? We talked about quitting smoking. So you were spending $200 or $300 a month, you quit, and then that money just kind of disappears. It's easy for it to disappear. So you really want to have a concerted effort to redirect it somewhere else. And you'll have to decide what that means for you. And number 10, have a family meeting. So if it's more than just you, you need to talk to the other people involved. And not everybody will take the same interest at the same level. And you have to tailor that for kids depending on their age. But it's a really great idea to involve other family members so you're all on board. Okay, I did that really, 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 really fast. So I will have some more detailed blogs. And, you know, just stay tuned every Thursday. I'm always talking about this stuff. So 3 minutes to 8, we got another show coming on. I've got to say goodbye. And so I'm going to send you out with my closing song, the same one I play every week, which is Monty Python's Flying Circus Money Song, because it is so darn fun. And I put Minglewood Band Pricey Pays in at the end because I didn't have time to play it because I talked too much. Sorry about that. If you want more music, less talking, send an email, go on the website, and post a comment, or if you want more talking, less music, whatever you want, just let me know. I'm here for you. The show's about you, not me. So, as always, wishing you all happy, healthy finances. Have a fantastic week, and I will be here next Thursday, and you can tune in or you can hang out with me on Facebook. Love y'all. Have a great week.
I've got 90,000 pounds in my pajamas. I've got 40,000 French francs in my fridge. I've got lots of lovely lira. Now the Deutschmark's getting dearer, and my dollar bills would buy the Brooklyn Bridge. There is nothing quite as wonderful as money. There is nothing quite as beautiful as cash. Some people say it's folly, but I'd rather have the lolly. With money you can make a splash. There is nothing quite as wonderful as money. There is nothing like a newly minted pound. Everyone must hanker for the butchness of a banker. It's accountancy that wakes the world around. You can keep your Marxist ways, but it's only just a phase. For it's money, money, money makes the world go round.
Money, 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 money.